For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The Chinese ambassador to the United States says preparations are in full swing for President Xi Jinping's upcoming visit to the U.S. Zui Tiankai says Xi Jinping's visit will highlight his exchanges with the American people at different levels and in multiple areas. President Xi's state visit to the U.S., his first since he took office in 2013, will take place from September 22nd to the 25th. He will first make a stop in Seattle, attending a welcoming banquet jointly held by the local government and friendly organization, and deliver a speech on China-U.S. relations and meet with a number of business delegates from both China and prominent U.S. companies. President Xi will later meet with his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama in Washington, D.C. before attending a U.N. summit in New York. China's urging a renewed effort to resume the six-party talks on the North Korean nuclear issue. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the call on Saturday as he addressed a symposium to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the September 19th joint statement. The fourth round of six-party talks that gathered officials from the U.S., North Korea, China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan had reached an agreement in 2005 to facilitate the process to denuclearize North Korea, and all parties made commitments in the release joint statement. In April 2009, North Korea carried out a rocket launch, which was condemned by a UN Security Council presidential statement. Pyongyang then pulled out of the talks, and the process has been at a standstill ever since. China has successfully launched a new generation carrier rocket, sending 20 small satellites into orbit over 520 kilometers above the Earth. The Long March 6 was launched at around 7 a.m. in Taiyuan, North China's Shanxi province. The rocket is at 29.3 meters long and has a liftoff weight capacity of 103 tons. It employs the country's self-developed liquid oxygen kerosene engine, which is non-toxic and non-polluting. China launched its most sophisticated observation satellite Galfin 9 on September 14th as part of the country's high-definition Earth observation project. The launch marks the 210th flight of the Long March rocket series. A Chinese economic suspect has been repatriated from Spain. The suspect, surnamed Ding, arrived on Saturday and is the first economic fugitive to be returned to China from Spain. Ding was charged with embezzlement, money laundering, and contract and loan fraud amounting to over 200 million renminbi or over 31 million U.S. dollars. Some 100,000 security personnel have been deployed to oversee the annual Hajj pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Among those securing the massive crowds during Hajj are members of an elite counterterrorism unit, traffic police, and emergency civil defense personnel. Next week's pilgrimage comes after a crane collapsed at Mecca's Grand Mosque last week, killing 111 people and injuring over 390. Greece heads for a cliffhanger election today, with former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras taking a slight lead in the race against the conservatives for the helm of a government facing tough economic reforms. Hours before a midnight ban on voter surveys expired Friday, two polls forecast victory for Tsipras over Conservative Party chief Vangelis Miramakis by margins ranging from 0.7 to 3 percentage points. However, pollsters advise caution, with many recalling the 2000 election that was decided by a mere 72,000 votes. At least 15 militants have been killed in an airstrike launched by the Pakistani army on Saturday in the country's northwestern tribal area of Khyber Agency. The killed militants are said to be members of outlawed outfits Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan and Lashkar-e-Islam. The strike came a day after a deadly attack at Pakistan Air Force Base in Peshawar City. The attack in Peshawar, claimed by the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, left 42 people dead. The Kenyan government has signed a new agreement that partners with a Chinese firm to extend the Mombasa-Nairobi standard gauge railway line to a town which lies about 120 kilometers northwest of the capital. The extension of the SGR will open up Naivasha, the country's geothermal production center, for increased economic activities, especially farming. The China Road and Bridge Corporation has invested in the project. The 472-kilometer railway is expected to cut the travel time from Mombasa to Nairobi from the current 8 hours to about 4.5 hours. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.